Welcome to the world of magic, miracles, and possibilities. The Unicorn Podcast with me, Dr. Ashwini Chube, life transformation coach, spiritual and metaphysical teacher, Reiki Grandmaster, Access Consciousness Bards facilitator, and a lot more. In this podcast, we talk about the magic of life, which you can apply to your day-to-day life. So are you ready for today's episode? Is caution something you should inculcate in your life? I often wondered, what is the role of caution? And what is the role of concern? Because two energies which appear to be positive on the face of it could actually be causing more harm to you than you believe. Hello everyone, this is Dr. Ashwini Chube on the Unicorn Podcast, and in today's episode we are going to talk about how caution and excess concern can drain you more than radiate you. So friends, there are two types of energies in the world. The first energy is that of where that energy radiates high frequency. It gives you lot of enthusiasm. It supercharges you. It gives you that strength and that power to proceed ahead in the day. It gives you that boost of positivity. I call this energy light energy because it is something which can help you grow, it can help you transform, and it can help you take new heights. The other energy is the energy that drains you. It holds you back. It makes you second guess your nature. It makes you feel down. It makes you feel drained. I call it heavy energy. Both these energies are available out in the world. But what do you consume determines the quality of your life. And when you are on the path of seeking mastery, you cannot afford to have anything that drains you or anything that disempowers you. In Access Consciousness, the first thing we learned was, whatever is heavy, whatever drains you, whatever disempowers you is a lie. And whatever gives you energy, whatever makes you feel empowered, whatever makes you feel on the top of the world is your truth. Yet there are so many people who haven't yet able to master it. And although I have been a practitioner of Access Consciousness for the past 7 years, a facilitator for 6, there are days where I feel that I go into my wrongness, I go into my heavy energy state, and then the next question, of course, I ask myself is this mine or is this someone else? Who does this belong to? Yet another powerful tool. In today's episode, however, I'm going to talk about two energies which may make you feel that, oh, these are something I need, but that might be causing you more harm than good. The first energy is the energy of excess concern. I recently read about a concept of toxic or poisonous love, where people who could be your loved ones are being overprotective about you. And they always keep saying that I was concerned. And the more they say that, the more concerned you start feeling about yourself. Did you have that family or friend or someone who was excessively concerned, and because you were drawing boundaries with them, probably you were avoiding their calls, you didn't want to talk to them, or probably you just said that, okay, I don't want to talk for a while, I just want to be in my own space. They started telling you that, oh, now you want to be in your own space, I'm so concerned about you, I was so scared. And that makes you feel so stuck in your body. Because concern energy doesn't empower you, it disempowers you. The second energy which disempowers you and does more harm than good is the energy of caution. How many of us have friends and family who keep telling us to be cautious, to protect ourselves, to shield ourselves? How many of us know healers too, who tell you to constantly keep shielding and healing? When I learned my energy medicine from my teacher, from my master, she spoke about protection, but she never spoke about protection from a fearful perspective. She never emphasized on negative energies. In fact, she said that protection is necessary because you're doing energy work, just like taking an umbrella in the rain. I always give this example to my students when I talk about shielding and protection. The difference between shielding from a fearful perspective and shielding from an empowering perspective is difference between going out in the rain with a fear of getting infected with disease versus going out in the rain and just using an umbrella to shield yourself. When you're just going out in the rain and you are shielding yourself against the rain with an umbrella, you are having no fearful points of view that rain will harm you. You are just avoiding getting wet. But when you are using an umbrella and saying that, oh, if I get wet, I will fall sick, and all of those fearful prophecies, you are doing shielding from a fearful perspective. There are many energy modalities too, mind you, which will put fearful perspectives in your mind. And I know so many healers, some of them are colleagues, some of them are friends, who constantly keep talking about negativity, jealousy energy, psychic attacks, and their life revolves around them. More than working on their energy, they are only interested in dodging negative energy. And they put all their interest and their intention and their focus only on driving away the negative energy, thus compromising on the state of the high frequency. They could choose greatness with this. But why aren't they choosing greatness? Why are they choosing excess concern? And why are they choosing excess of this whole episode of feeling, you know, concerned, and you need to protect that point of view? Hence, today, choose greatness and do not choose these two energies. Instead, focus on inspiration, on greatness, on becoming a more powerful version of yourself. I hope this podcast makes that difference in your life, sending you lots of empowerment, sending you lots of magic and miracles your way. If you like this, do subscribe to our channel. To know more about our work, log on to www.unicorninsight.com. This is Ashwini Chubey. Thank you for listening to the Magical Unicorn Podcast. Thank you.